it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the Blind Citizens Australia Convention, which is coming up from the 29th of March to the 31st of March. After the convention, on the 1st of April, is a sightseeing day. Joining us on the program to talk to us about that is returning guest Doug McGinn. Doug is a member of the Management Committee of the Tasmanian branch of Blind Citizens Australia. Doug, welcome once again to the program.
Thanks for having me, Vaughan.
The convention this year is going to be held in Hobart. You'll be attending, right?
Yes, I think I'll be able to have a free weekend that weekend, and very much looking forward to it. Obviously, for some of us that have been to quite a few conventions, it's lovely for Tasmania and the local branch to have the opportunity to host the convention this year.
This is the first time the convention's ever been held in Hobart, so perhaps you could tell us a little bit about Hobart, you know, where the accommodation is and what's around, etc.
Yes, yeah, certainly, Vaughan. Yeah, it is quite exciting. It's a small town, Hobart, comparatively to some of our other larger capital cities, 220,000 people. But I think it certainly has a lot going on. The old Wool Stores is a lovely hotel. It's lovely and accessible to the city. It's only a short distance walk to the CBD. And it's also right next to the wharves, the docks, which is Salamanca. Salamanca is a very old part of town, a picturesque historic part, lots of restaurants and bars, and Salamanca Market on a Saturday morning, which unfortunately we won't be able to get to because our convention will be on. But certainly we are very lucky to have a hotel that's so close to all the conveniences.
And it's worth noting too, Doug, that whilst Hobart is a fairly old city, there are still accessibility features such as audio tactile traffic lights and things like that. So if you do feel like walking into the city, that's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility.
Yes, definitely. There are certainly all the CBD is well marked up with ground surface indicators and tactile lights. Yes.
Monday the 1st of April is a day of sightseeing. There's a few different options. Let's go through them briefly. Firstly, Mona. What's Mona?
Mona is a bit of an icon for Tasmania. We're very, very lucky that an entrepreneur several years ago decided to start the Museum of Old and New Art, Mona. And if people are interested to have a bit of a look at this, please hop on the net. It's just all the W's, www.mona, mona.net.au. It's a very large complex. It's built in the side of the mountain, in the side of the riverbed. And it's quite an amazing museum because it's not the average type of museum. It's it has, as in the title, has some old art, but it certainly has some modern art that probably wouldn't be necessarily exhibited at other museums around Australia. Yes, some of it is quite full on, but certainly on the Monday morning, we've arranged for a guided tour of, you know, probably between 10 and 20 exhibits, a tour that blind and vision impaired attendees can go along and have some very good descriptions of the exhibits. I must admit, Vaughan, I've been there a couple of times with a few of my sighted family and friends, and it was okay, but the tour with my friends wasn't that good because they didn't really know where we were going. But I'm actually quite excited about this, the actual tour. It's being designed by one of the front office managers there. We will have sighted guides as well that hopefully can come along as well. And like I said, there'll be about 10 to 20 exhibits that we're walking around. And these are the exhibits that will mean the most to us. There'll be an opportunity to ask questions and, you know, spend up to about 2.5 hours. We're looking at probably catching the ferry out from near the hotel. So that'll be heading off about 9:30 from the ferry. It's about $22 return on the ferry, but that's out and back. The tour itself at Mona will be about 2.5 hours, so probably finishing off around about 1 o'clock. People can have some lunch, and then they can wander around further around the museum if they so desire. For mainlanders, and for once I do delineate between mainlanders and Tasmanians, because any local BCA Tasmanian members who'd like to go on the tour, it's actually free entry for them. They just need to have a photo ID with the residential address. But for anybody else, it's $28 admission. And, you know, that's quite reasonable value when you consider that you can go in and spend all day. And it's, you know, there's a variety of restaurants and bars there as well to sort of break up the day. So that's, you know, an exciting prospect that we're looking forward to.
I guess the question has to be asked, Doug, why would a blind person want to go to an art gallery?
Exactly. They are not set up for you and I, Vaughan. And this is something that, you know, we've gone out and had a chat to them about. And they're thinking fairly laterally. They do have an iPod that's set up at the moment that is there to add to the experience for the sighted attendee. They're not set up for ourselves. And that's certainly something that we are working on in the next 12 months. And again, Mona have been quite attentive about trying to meet our needs in the future. But certainly, you're right, Vaughan, a museum exhibit is not set up for the blind or vision impaired, usually. And so what they are thinking about is, okay, well, how can we increase the experience for our attendees, whether they be somebody like myself with a bit of effective residual vision, or somebody who's totally blind. So it's really good that they are thinking. Yes, there are some with smell. There are some with tactile. And so they're sort of thinking, well, how can they increase the experience for us?
That sounds really exciting. But Mona's not the only option available on that 1st of April. The double-decker bus. I don't know whether many people have been on a double-decker bus, but they certainly can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so again, it's only a short distance from the hotel. And as you probably mentioned, Vaughan, the conference starts mid-afternoon on Friday. It's fairly packed all the way through to Sunday night. But so there's a bit of a social window on the Friday morning and the Monday all day. But obviously, if people want to come down earlier, then certainly contact the BCA office if people are sort of wanting to find out further information. The double-decker bus is an open-air top level, so average bus down the bottom, but then you climb upstairs and it's an open air. And they have description as you're travelling around. It's about a 90-minute tour. We are hoping that we might be able to get a few people on the tour at the same time. And if that can occur, then we can actually get some extra audio description on top of the existing description. Again, it's not necessarily designed for people who are blind or vision impaired, but there's still a lot of experiential stuff that we can see and hear as we are travelling around on that bus. One of the good things that they've said is that sighted guides, volunteers will be able to travel free. If you're at the conference or if you're going to be there with a friend or family member and they are your sighted guide, then they will be able to travel free, which is quite good. It's about $30 for the 2 hours. And like I said, you can take a break and have a lovely walk through the historic Botanic Gardens.
One of the things that we all know about the BCA conventions, Doug, is that blind people aren't afraid of a drink or two. And that's been catered for as well.
Yes, I hear that Bogues and Cascade are bringing reinforcements for that weekend. But Lark Distillery is a small distillery that is very close to the hotel. It's only about two blocks away. For those that know anything about whiskey, it's certainly won many awards around the world. There's some other whiskey bars in Salamanca as well. But this is they offer half-day tours. So, again, it's about 3 hours for $80, which sounds a fair amount, but you do get a good value for your money with regard to that. You get to go out to the distillery, and you get to taste some of their wares. But if you just want to have a tasting, then you certainly can. It's only two blocks away. Whether you do that on Friday morning or during the Monday day, that's certainly an option as well. And certainly, Vaughan, the Lark Distillery is very close to the hotel, but there's certainly a variety of other restaurants, hotels, and shopping very close to the hotel.
Well, I'd have to say, Doug, I can't decide which one I'm going to go to. Have you had any thoughts yourself?
I think I'm pretty excited about the Mona tour, and I think a bit of a special notice to Tasmanian members. I've spoken to two this week that have always said, I've lived here all my life and I've never been to Mona because it is a museum and it's not set up for myself. But this is an opportunity for me to actually go and experience what everybody else is talking about. So I think I'm probably quite excited about that. Vaughan, if I could take the opportunity just to let people know that by the time this is aired, that the information should be up on the BCA Registration Convention website. If it isn't up there, it certainly will be fairly close. And it'll also provide some details of how you can book some of these attractions.
Doug, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time, Vaughan.
Doug McGinn there, and if you're interested in any of those sightseeing activities, get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia. You can do that by calling 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or you can email bca@bca.org.au, bca@bca.org.au. Don't forget, if you've not yet registered for the convention, registrations are due by the 15th of March, so you better get busy filling in the registration form. The cost for the full convention is a very reasonable $250, and if you're not attending the full convention, you can pay part of that as well to attend the particular sessions or days that that you would like to attend. The convention being held in Hobart at the Old Wool Store in Macquarie Street, right near the city, as Doug said earlier, right near the wharves. If you want to go and get some fish and chips and you're at the convention, all sorts of fish and chip opportunities and ice cream shops and things like that for you to enjoy as well. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company this week. BCA relies on donations from the community and particularly from its members. If you'd like to do that, have a look at the BCA website and you'll find a myriad of ways in which you can donate. Otherwise, if you can't look at the website, then get in touch with BCA at the email address earlier in the program, bca@bca.org.au, or by calling 1-800-033-660. I'll be back again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.